Freddie P., CanadianThinker.com. He's on the line with us for our first chat of 2011. Freddie.
How are you, boys?
Good. How was your New Year's?
My New Year's was very, very uneventful.
I got the opportunity to sit with Fred while I was up in Brampton, and we had a few drinks over the holidays.
Wow, wow.
And then I pulled the classic walk to the bathroom when the bill arrived.
Yeah.
Stiff Freddy.
Oh, you noticed that, did you?
Stiff Freddy with the bill.
No, hey, it was worth it, my boy, to see you and sit in an establishment and have a few beers and talk about old times and good times to come.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I figured Freddy's got the big radio corporate card. He could write that off as an expense.
Right. Oh, I wish.
You're big time management, Freddy.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right. Now, look, Fred, all of Canada is a flutter today. Big excitement. The rest of the world probably could give a crap, but here in Canada, it's an exciting day as Canada and Russia face off in Buffalo.
Yeah, I guess it's exciting, but, and this is nothing new. I wrote about this last year. I don't know if I've soured on this Canadian, or this, well, yeah, this Canadian Junior Hockey Championship, this World Junior Hockey Championship. I don't know, it's lost a lot of its luster to me because it's just sort of become, I don't know if the word's incestuous or what, but it's all about us, and we are the people, we're the only ones who really care about it. Like, you know, they used to have this tournament in Europe and nobody came, so they tried it out in Canada and everybody came, and then they go back to Europe and nobody comes to the tournament. Mm-hmm. And then they try it in the United States, but in the United States they have it in border towns like we see right now with Buffalo. 80% Canadians the other night.
Easily.
For that game against the United States. So how do you think those American kids feel?
Yeah, and tonight it'll probably be 99, as Matt said, 99.6% Canadians.
Yeah. Okay, so here it is in Buffalo. It's the World Junior Hockey Championships being hosted by the United States of America. They have a semifinal game against Canada, and 80% of the crowd is Canadian. And it was probably even more than that. What I'm saying, it means a lot to us. It would just be nicer if it meant something to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
But nobody else really cares about this tournament. Even in Sweden and Finland, big hockey countries, even in Russia, it's not that big a deal. It makes the newspapers, but it's not huge. Now, if this game tonight was being played in Russia, it might sell out a 10,000-seat arena only because it's the gold medal game. But nobody else latches onto this thing like Canadians do. Like, we fill the place for games against, you know, Switzerland and Germany and whatever. So, from that standpoint, to me, it's just become a money grab now. Because next year now, where is it? Calgary and Edmonton.
Yeah.
They know they're going to sell those rinks out. I don't know where it is the next year. But if it's in Europe, I'll be surprised. But if it's in an American city, you watch, it'll be right on a border town where Canadians can flock across and buy the tickets.
I've lost some interest in this tournament over the last couple of years just from a competition standpoint because, and you can debate this if you want, but the winning for me gets boring. This is the 10th straight year that Canada has been in the gold medal game. They've won 5 of the last 6, and none of these games are like the Summit Series or anything like that. These aren't games when you're on the edge of your seat back and forth. Most of these games are the way Canada beat Norway 10-1, or they beat Switzerland. Yeah. You know, the U.S. game was good, but they dominated that game. And after a while, it just starts getting tired that you wish there was somebody that would actually battle with them year after year.
Yeah, okay, the final last year was good when they played the Americans and lost the gold medal game, and I know what you're saying. It's a lot of games to get to that one good one, and you can never count on those happening. I know exactly what you're saying, Matt. You know, blame a lot of this on TSN, because they created this monster. Because the timing's right over the Christmas holidays, mm-hmm. You know, the NHL takes a bit of a break there for a couple of days. And it's just all warm and fuzzy, and people get new televisions, and, you know, and the kids are home, and everybody sits around the TV and watch the World Juniors. I mean, years ago, not all the games were televised, only the games that matters. But, again, TSN has turned this into a big Christmas-time event. And God bless them. Great idea. It's
sure.
Worked wonderfully for them. And isn't it just like us Canadians to have something really going for us and then turn around and piss on it. You know, I hate doing that, but at the same time, I feel like a bit of a sucker. This Buffalo experience, I think Canadians look like suckers. I mean, the only reason they parked it in Buffalo is because they knew Southern Ontario would support it.
Yeah, you know what, Fred? I got to say rah, rah, rah to the whole thing because we just don't have that much to hang our hat on when it comes to entertainment of any sort. So for us to hang our hat on this at the very least, I got to still cheer it on and enjoy the game tonight. And I mean, I see your point, but I still think it's tremendous, and it's our national game. And if it was in the States and it was a baseball juniors tournament, then they would be all up in arms and excited that the U.S. had won it 5 out of 6 times. We got to do the same with our sport.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with you because it's like anything else. It's a personal choice. And believe me, I'll be watching the game tonight, and I'll be waving my little red and white flag and hoping Canada wins, of course. No doubt about it. I'm saying my feelings for this tournament have just lost their luster. Each year I care a little bit less about it. Hey, and I'm not proud of that. In fact, I'm ashamed of it, but I just got to be honest with my boys in Windsor.
Just one more thing to be ashamed of, Freddie.
Absolutely.
All right, CanadianThinker.com. There's something we're not ashamed of, and we read it every day, Freddie.
Oh, thank you very much.
And?
Loving you.